Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Boone moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Doby reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Masterson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby bunts towards the mound. Masterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Masterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Masterson moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Masterson moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Masterson scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Mickey Vernon pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbutt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Tebbutt reaches second base with a double. Lou Stringer pinch runs for Bertie Tebbutt. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Masterson strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby throws the ball into Gordon, who tags DiMaggio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stringer scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. There goes Vernon trying to get to third. DiMaggio throws the ball into Pesky, who tags Vernon for the out. It's 6-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Batts reaches second base with a double. O'Brien moves to third. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien scores. Batts moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Indians. Bob Lemon now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesky. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pesky steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Batts and he is out. Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.